The Dovaracha Mayer Olov Liyakachati Zayis. Let's say now there's a kachati zayis of a mace next to you, and there's a board on top of you, and that kachati zayis. So it comes out that you're touching a kachati zayis mace, and there's also a kachati zayis of a mace that's being a mile over you. It says tor, you remain tor. So the question is why? V'chad shmo, if it has one name touching, and to masayol, am I tor you? Why you tor? L'mayt you're touching a kachati zayis. And there's also Kachatzi Zayis of Tumah being mild, being over you. So you should be Mitzarev to two. You should be Tomei. You have to do with a Kachat, with a Kazayis of a mace. So Moshe says, anyway, El Akash Reishu. So it's Akash of the Reishu. The Reishu says it is Mitzarev. So who is the theory with the Reishu in the Sefer? So this Moshe says, no, Omer Reb Zeiro, the Tumah Ritzutso, Bein Beis Migdol Maskinon, Vien Benei and Pesach Tefach. That the Reishu, this Mishnah that says, that you are mitzvah of the Tumah if you touch a chatzi kezayis and you have a chatzi kezayis on top of you or you're on top of the chatzi kezayis. Here we're talking about a special case. The case is that the Tumah Ritzutza Bein Beis Migdolim. Meaning to say, let's say there's a chatzi kezayis of Tumah on the bottom, and now it's in between two Migdolim, two towers made out of wood, and there's less than a tefach in between the two. The law is whenever you have less than a tefach, it's still like the Tumah's Ritzutza, the Tumah shoots up. So here this Tumah shoots up directly, but you're on top of it, it's considered like you're touching it mamish, like the Gemara says, Tikkun Negiyah, it's all considered a complete Negiyah. If it would have been wider than the Tefach, then you have to come onto Tumah's Oil. The Tumah goes up and shoots over and comes down again, that's Tumah's Oil. But since in between the Tumah Migdolim here, it's less than the Tefach, so here we say Tumah Ritzutza, the Tumah itself like shoots up. So it's mamish considered like you're touching the Tumah. So that's why in the ratio the two are mitzarev, the actual touching of a chatzi kezayis, another chatzi kezayis that's on the bottom and you're on top. But since it's in between two towers, two wooden towers, and there's no tefach in between that, that Tumah shoots up, it's mamish considered like you're touching like a negiyah. So that's why you tell me. Then Echnami in the Sefer where it's a real Tumah's oil, it's wider than a tefach, there could be this Mishnah, that's not Mitzvah to two, that Negiyah and Oil are called two different Shemas. So say you wouldn't have a proof for Rabbi Yechanan from this Mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, Uman Tana the Koron Yel Negiyah, like who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Who does Shita Rabbi Yechanan hold that all Oil and Mag is called the same thing? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Yossi, goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Tani belong like this. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Mole Tavod Rekav, Mitama b'mago over maso over yoyel. Now a mole tarver, that's a spoonful of rekev. Rashi says rekev, that's like the mace where disintegrate. It's dirt, the dirt of the mace. The offer, the Rashi says it means hanim tzibiorin, the dirt of a mace that you find in his grave. Shemes shuratvuse shemes. That's like when the mace itself starts to disintegrate. So they have this offer there. This halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that if you have a spoonful, a kafs full of this dust that comes out of the coffin of a mace, so it's metama both b'maga, if you touch it b'masa, if you carry it over yoyel and oyel. It's a question like this, b'shtema b'masa v'yoyel ho'katoyel le'lekuli, it's very good. You're carrying the whole thing, or else you're in an oil over it, it's very good, or else for komayel l'kulei, you're being over those things, it's very good that you're tummy. But by touching it, you're not touching the whole thing. It's not like one piece. It's ashes, it's dust. So there's 100 pieces there. And you're only touching one or two of them, you're not touching those things. So why are you tummy? Well, she says, the kol offer ain't a makubi yachad. The dust there is not attached. For nageya, but sad zeh, you touch this side, you're not touching the other side. And each part of it, the kol chad v'chad offer be avanav shiyu. It's dust by itself. Smur says, Elolab Shmamina, isn't it a proof over here? My Nageya, what does it mean to say? Nageya means Mayel, it means to say that you're above it, you're on top of it, or underneath it. For the Marai, Vokotoni Nageya, Vokotoni Mayel, can't say that over here. It says both ways, it says this Mole Tarbut of Rekiv is Matana both ways, through Maga and through Oil. It's Mashma two separate cases, you want to say it's one case. Smur says, Omer Abaya, Lemata mitefach oyel nigia, lemala mitefach oyel greda. So according to Abai Yenech Nami, Oyel and Magarila are two different things. But that we say that Lamata mitefach is called an oil, that means if you're less than a tefach away from the tumor, like we always said in a spekas for yelo, retsusa the yelo, that's called a renegia. But lamala mitefach, if you're above the mace, more than a tefach, then oil greater you only have a loch of an oil. So regular oil is not called a negia. So the chlami, Abaya does not go like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Abaya, you don't have a pshat, you don't have a teros, you don't have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, then oil and negia means the same thing. Because over here, we're talking about now, where it's lamata mitefach, so that's called mamash, like a real negia. But nechnami, otherwise, that's why you have a tub, even though you're not really touching yourself, tumas oil, but when the oil is less than a tefach away, that's considered like a real negia. But when you're more than a tefach away, then we do not say an oil is like a real negia, so it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rava says no. Afilu lamala mitefach nami yoyo negihu. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds, could be even though you're more than a tefach above the mace, it's only oil, but it's also considered a negia. If so, so what does the Bryce before me to say by Molit Tarver? There's two things: there's negia and there's oil. The echidami oil gredo. Where's the taste of oil by itself? Piham shocha, meaning that the mace, the tumma, is not really directly above you, underneath you. It's on the side of you. And there's a daft, there's an oil on top of you, so the tumma goes up to one side, and then the oil is mamshik, it drags along to over you, and it comes down again. So bamshocha, that's not called a negiyah dikalocha, that's called a regular oil. So where it's only through hamshocha, where the oil drags the tumma near you, that makes you, the true it's tumma's oil, that does not have to do with negiyah. But it's good Rabbi Yechanan though, before, that in our Mishnah, that when it says negiyah, Huadin, it also means oil. Oil is also called a negiya. The Amar Rav Rav says, Yaisi Yom Rabbi Yaisi says, Chavile Nitom, the straps around the bed, Usrige Chaloinus, the straps lattice around the window, Chaitzesin, they divide up, Bein habayis laliyah, between the house and the attic upstairs, shle lahachnis tumo letzad sheni, that the tumor should not go from one side to the other side. What's going to be the, and that's called a mechitza. It could divide up the tumor, these things, even though there are holes in between, but the holes are not big enough to break the mechitza, it's still called a mechitza. What's going to be porsen al pnei hameis, let's say these things, the straps of the bed, or by the window, the lattice around the window, you spread this over a mace, so person up ne ha mace, be avret hanging on top of the mace, so ha negeya kineg ha nekev, if you touch, if your hand goes in between the hole, that from that hole you can see down the mace, tome, then you become tome. But shaloi kineg ha nekev, you don't touch between, opposite the nekev, then you remain tor, the tumor does not go up. Rashi shanot lumin amit, you took it off the bed, to my shame, the way they're woven there, these are the woven straps around the bed, and you put it on top of a mace. So if you touch, you put your hand in between the holes, because the actual lenasa tikra liya is akosos, and it's not like a complete roof. The vika chanege, kinege the nekev tome. Shremai lala mace, you're over the mace now. But not kinege the mace, then you're tome. You're tor, it's not called your oil, you're a mile over the mace. Squash this hechidami, how are we talking about over here? If you want to say you spread out this woven stuff less than a tefach above from the mace, lamatim tefach, then like that neck, even though you're not putting your hands on top of the hole, I might tell you why you tore. Mace pechsusa you. This whole like woven thing is like the chsus, is like the clothing of a mace. It's like bottle to the mace, it's less than a tefach away. So rather the tumas ritsutsa goes up. And Mela, it's considered you have your hand on top of the mace, otherwise you should become tamei. Or mace bechsusay tamei. And the mace that's wearing his clothing, it's part of the mace. So otherwise you should be tamei. El lavam, we're talking about over here, lamala mitefach. Yes, that you put this woven things above a tefach, above the mace. And still, v'chol le'nageya, it says if you put your hands there, and it's between the holes, that's called a negeya. Even though really you're only an oil, you're on top of the mace. So you see, even though you're more than a tefach above the mace, but if you have your hands above that, you're an oil over it, it's called a Negeya. So that's the right from Rabbi Yechanan, and it goes like Rabbi Yosi, that an oil is also called a Negeya. Some Rabbi Yabai says back, no, could be there's no proof from over. Rabbi Yom really lamata mitefach. Now you put this woven material below a tefach, away from the mace. Lamata mitefach. Or the karma, he asked the question then, mace b'chus ayu, like this clothing, this material now, should be bottled to the mace, like the mace clothing. I tell you no. Mace b'chus mevatalei. The clothing of the mace, you mevati, you leave it on the mace, it's part of the mace, therefore it's like the mace itself. But hi, this woven material that's using to woven around the bed, lo mevatalei, you do not need to leave it there. And therefore, it's not bottled to the mace, so therefore maybe it has no tumah like the mace itself. The Gemara still asks, v'tehevei ketumah tumuna. At most, it's just like covered up. So you have the mace now, that you have a covering on top of it, it's like covered up, but so what? Since there's no tefach in between them, v'kas v'edus, it's chewed up again. So still, the tumah should chewed up. So why is it less than a tefach? What do you say if you have your hands on top of the part that's covered, your Torah, why your Torah? The Tumah should be b'kas v'yerlo. So my answer is, Ksav, Rabbi Yosi, yes, Rabbi Yosi holds, Tumah, Tumuna, ain't a b'kas. No, if you have Tumah, it's wrapped around, covered up, it's not b'kas. When do we say the Tumah shoots up only if it's not covered up? But the case where the mace itself, the Tumah, is covered up, and the Chaim, it does not shoot up. So Mar says, how do we know to say like this? It's now we learn like this. Teivav ha-migdol, you have, let's say, a drawer from a migdol, from a tower, from a chest. It's not like this. Yeshpo pasech tefach. If there's a tefach space there between the mace and the covering, v'yein v'yitziyosa pasech tefach, but there's no way for it to go out. There's no, like, opening there. It's just like you put it in the drawer and close the drawer. But once the drawer is closed, there's no yitzi, there's no way to go out. That's pasech tefach. Slachur is tumah, the toich of the tumah inside it is abayis tumah. The old bayis becomes tumah because it says it's bekas for you. Let's metama the old bayis. What's going to be the opposite way? Tumah b'bayis. Let's say the tumah, the mace is in the house. Then mashe b'toich, whatever's inside this chest in the drawer that's inside the chest clothes is tor. Why? Because derech tumah lotzeis. Because if the tumah is inside, for sure eventually you can open it up. It's going to go out. So therefore, we consider like it's opened already, and the tumah shoots up as the time of the house. But the aim derech tumah likarnes, but where the drawer is closed, and you have the kazayas of the mace in the house, we don't say it's a derech for the mace to go into the mace we put inside the drawer. So therefore, what's inside the drawer remains tor. It's not safe for to go inside there; it remains tor. For Rabbi Yosi mitar, Rabbi Yosi is known in both places. Even the house is also tor. You can take out chatzizayas at a time. It'll have no tumah soil. Or the sofa b'mekayim, it's possible to say you burn up that piece of kazayas of mace inside the drawer, so it doesn't have to come out. Therefore, it's tor. Now, Katoni Sefer says in the Sefer, hamido b'pesach. Let's say you put it by the door. Uposcho pischolachus and opens up to the outside. So it depends like this. Tumah b'toich, if the tumah is inside the house, habayis is tor. Tumah b'bayis, if the tumah is b'toich inside the drawer, so then the bayis is tor. But tumah b'bayis, the case where the tumah is inside the house, then we say masha b'toich tor. Whatever is inside the drawer also remains tor. But Tony Lo, learned on this door, Rabbi Yosi mitar, Rabbi Yosi is tor. So questions are high, on which case? Ilei ma'seif on the seif, tanakami nami turukum, there's also mitayirit. Ela. It must be like this. The Koma, Tanakama says, Tumah b'toich, the tumah is inside this drawer. Habay is tumah, the house is tumah. Now, imi shum, either because the derech tumah, because eventually take the mace out of the drawer, so you take it out of the matama of the house, therefore the bayis is tumah. The mishum tumah tumuna b'kas, the rest because since it's like covered up now, tumah tumuna is also b'kas. That's what Tanakama says. And now this, to call Malay Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi answers back and says back, no, we'll call Malay Rabbi Yosi. To karma, that you said derech tumah lotzeis, maybe the tumah will go out through the drawer. Therefore, you want to say it's metame, no, yochel loitz lechatzoin, it's possible to take it out half at a time. It'll have no tumah soil. Or the stuff from the karma, so we can burn it in its own place. So again, it'll have no tumah soil. With the karma, that you say, tumah tumuna makas, No, the VACLs know, even though this is a mace that's covered up, wrapped around, and it's tumuna, and there's maybe no pesef tefach, still it's not pekas v'yelo. Is the abyes is the one that says that tumuna is not pekas v'yelo, does not shoot up. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next thing.
You're holding daf kufchav vov omer aleph. In the middle of the shaila, the last more said that the sovra of abyes is the one to hold that tumuna ain't a pekas. If you have a mace that's tumuna that's covered up, so therefore the tumah does not shoot up. So Mora said, "Minotem." How do we know that that's Rabbi Yosi Shita? So he brought a proof. So Mora says, "Minotem." How do we know this? The Tanan wrote like this: the Mishnah Oilis. It says like this: Teivas Hamigdo. Teivas, you have a box or a drawer. Hamigdo, that's in a tower. Sheyesh po poseach tefach. That inside the drawer, like it's a poseach tefach. There's a tefach of space between where the kezias of mace is and the cover of it. So therefore, but the hole, like where it goes, where you could open it up from, in that small hole there, it's not the size of a tefach. So therefore, the tumah doesn't come out, but rather stays inside. So it's like this. Tumah b'toicha, if you have the kezias of a mace inside this drawer that's inside a migdol, and it's inside the house, sabayis tumay. The house becomes tumay. We'll soon see why. But tumah b'bayis, let's say the kezias of a mace is inside the house, and this drawer is also inside the house, then we say, mashra b'toicha tor, what's inside the drawer remains tor. Because really there's a tefach on top of it, so that's a good mechitza, it stops the tumah from coming in. So the question is, and why in the ratio when the mace is inside the drawer, the kezias of the mace, why is it tumah? So it says the Mishnah Mefreisha, derech tumah lotzeis. Because eventually you're going to take it out of the drawer. So you're going to have to open up the drawer, and then the tumah will go upwards. But the yain derech tumah likonis. But who says you'll ever open up the drawer when the mace is inside the house, that the tumah should go inside the drawer? So therefore, it's inside the drawer is tall. But if the gezias of the mace is inside the drawer, then the rest of the house is tumah, because eventually you're going to open up that drawer. For Rabbi Yosi, Mitzvah Yosi says, no, Yosi holds at all times the house is tall. First of all, who says you'll take it out, the kezias, at one time, maybe you're going to take out a chatzi kezias at a time. And that doesn't have a tumas oil. It's possible to burn the kezias of mace in its place. So it doesn't have to come out of the drawer, therefore the tumah does not come out. Telling what it says, the Ketani Seif, learned in the Seifah, Hamidah b'pesach. Let's say you took this drawer and you put it at the entrance of the door of the house. And the opening of the drawer is like towards outside. So then we say like this. Tumah b'toicha, if the mace is inside the drawer, the bias is tor, because here the pischa is lachutz, even if you take it outside, you take it out outside, and you take it out outside, not inside. Tumah b'bayis, let's say there's tummy in the house, then masha b'toicha tor, what's inside the drawer remains tor for the same svara, the tumah samez doesn't have to go inside it.